Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
In the name of Jesus, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. Amen. As I come before you on this day, praise God, which is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And we thank God for you taking that time on this day to hear the word of God. As you know, in our scriptures reading in the past, it shows Romans 10, verse 10. He says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Are you in need of some increase in your faith? Hearing the word of God in the name of Jesus increase that faith. I thank God on today. I come before you in the name of Jesus to share the spirit and power of deliverance, where God has brought us a mighty long way. For if you even hear on today, to hear the reading of the Word of God, God has allowed you to hear the reading of His Word. We thank God that you are taking that time to get closer to God. Because those things in which we do inside it, God rewards us openly. The Bible says that He tells us to go into our secret place, our closet. And when we pray and ask God in that secret place, He will reward us openly. Are you ready for a reward openly? Amen. Because God is an awesome God. And we do give God praise, honor, and glory for on today as we come, we share, and acknowledge in the name of Jesus that putting God first before anything, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things shall be added on. What things are you desiring on today? There's families that want a renewed marriage. There are families that want their children to come home or graduate college or graduate school, or just stay out of trouble. You see, this is a time where we come forth acknowledging God in all of what we do. Put aside our selfishness, because once again, I say once again, it's not about you. It's not about you. And just how important is it that you're willing to be used by God? God is looking for a few good men. And for women, but I just share with you the fact that God's word is true. And as we stand on His word, we stand right there in the gap, interceding and praying in Jesus' name. As I come before you as Elder David Ambrose Shaw, I come humbling myself with eyes closed, head bowed, and acknowledging God as being the God of gods and the King of kings. That even before you wake up this morning, you got to give Him thanks. Before you even get up in the morning, still give Him thanks. How is that? By keeping the Lord on your mind. In the name of Jesus. God lets us know that we ought to worship Him with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. He mentions that we ought to have no other gods before Him. We reckon that He is a jealous God. You want to be blessed? Let go of that and receive this. Let go of the past. Let go of the negativity. Let go of the lifestyle and receive the goodness of God and go into the land flowing with milk and honey. We're seeing, praise God, out of the book of Leviticus and the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Genesis, Exodus, and up to this point, we recognize the importance of how we are to worship the Lord, that we ought to have no other gods before Him, and that we ought to worship Him and obey His commandments. It's not that hard. It's the same God that was yesterday. It's the same God that's today, and this is going to be the same God forever. You see, you got to understand. If it's the same God yesterday, today, and forever, then the same God that allowed the Israelites to go into freedom, escape, not take, but taking them from bondage through the Red Sea, free, where their debt has been canceled, what do you want today? What do you want today? That same God that brought them through so much, to take him into the promised land. Are you ready to go into the promised land today? Because that freedom is in that of the promised land. The Spirit of God gives you that peace. The Spirit of God that we read in Galatians chapter 5, verse 20, we talk about the fruit of the Spirit. That fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. The fruit of the Spirit is temperance and meekness and gentleness and kindness. and self-control. We have to work on these things because, you know, just like the fruit, it has to be nurtured and taken care of. You have to water it. You have to feed it. Come on now. And just like the Spirit of God within you, you have to pray. You have to fast. You have to meditate on the Word. We are created in His image after His likeness. And you have to understand the Spirit of God is blown into us. And the main purpose in our life is to show and resemble the Spirit of God. No, you're not perfect. We always mention that we're not perfect. But let's not use that as an excuse. Let me say that again. Let's not use that as an excuse. Paul writes several times, says, why do I do the things that I do when I want to do right? Evil's always present. God knows your struggle. God knows your situation and your pain. That's why we have an advocate to the Father, and that's in His Son, Jesus. We have to believe that Jesus Christ died. We have to believe that He rose from the dead. But even through all that, you have to believe in His life. Because it's in His life that you must share your testimony as to how God delivered you. Because if you're not telling somebody your story, then shame on you. You got to understand that once again, it's not called for ourselves. We're called for God to be used by Him. Look up that word, theophany. Theophany are those that our God uses to put His Spirit in so that He can speak through you, so that He can work through you. You see, God is the master puppeteer. Understand? The master puppeteer. And that everything that is, was, or will be is because God is the puppeteer. I then also acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. I need you to understand. Lady Diane Shaw is my wife. She is a woman of God. She is definitely an anointed woman of God. She is a human being. She is a woman. And let me tell you, she is a good woman. She is a virtuous woman. She is that woman that God has called. See, everybody can't do what she does. We take care of a hospice in our home, and we take care of a 98-year-old mother and a 78-year-old sister. Both are bedridden. One sister has a trach and a feeding tube. She doesn't walk. She doesn't talk. She doesn't do anything. And yet, she's alive. But how often do we take things for granted? Just the fact that we can say good morning. Just the fact we can say thank you, Jesus. If you have that opportunity to be able to say and give God praise and thanksgiving, then why don't you do it? But see, there's people that cannot. And my wife takes and she labors and feeds and changes and helps out the elderly, which just happens to be family. That same family that's in the bloodline is the same family that's dealing with you. You and you. See, what brings us into that bloodline is believing that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. The Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that he whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Is that what it's about, everlasting life? Or are you satisfied with the life that you're living today, right now, because you got a few dollars in your pocket, because you're driving a fancy or expensive car, because you're living in a nice house or whatever that might be, but you're not doing anything. You're not sharing the goodness of God. You're not showing the blessings of God only in the material things. That's not how it's supposed to be. You see, God's blessings are blessings that help to bring others into His understanding, to help bring others into His family in the body of Christ. Because these blessings don't come by selling drugs. These blessings don't come by doing illegal activity, because all of what we have, praise God, is from the blessings of what God extols into us. Lady Diane Shaw is an anointed, blessed woman of God. And at the same time, praise God, she takes care of the elderly 24/7. She goes to school still full time. And on top of that, they're showing you the excellency in the Spirit of God, that when God is in control, you can't do second best. Because Lady Diane, even as we speak, is carrying a complete 4.0 grade point average as she goes to school. Now, that's nothing but God. Now, these are messages that we share with you, and please don't take this lightly. I'm sharing that testimony is because the goodness of God and the power that he has is one that's able to bring you through whatever situation you're in, whatever condition you're in, when we trust in God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's it. And recognize that the Spirit of God is real. We come forth acknowledging Lady Diane Shaw, giving her honor, because she is my better half. Thank you, Lord. And we thank God, and we thank all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. We even have new listeners, praise God, that are actually into our situation where we can see those who are listening on our dashboard. And we notice that we have those that are out there in Malaysia. We mention that often. We also have those out here in, amen, 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 amen. This is called Sri Lanka, Sri Lanka. Praise God. That's new listeners unto us. We also acknowledge, praise God, we have a listener, Arab, Emirates. So we thank God for the listeners that are there. And we, of course, have South Korea, Japan. Amen. We have Canada. We have, praise God, we have Ireland and, praise God, United Kingdom. Praise God, the United States, of course, is here, and we thank them as well. We continue forth reading the Word of God. In the time that we have, we spend giving God our complete and undivided attention. God, once again, is a good God. He is an awesome God, and he will not let us suffer long. But understand that everything that we go through, there's a reason for the season. And as we speak and as we read, we trust that the power and the anointing will continue to press on. Let us pray. And then after we pray, we will hear a song. After we hear that song, praise God, immediately following, we will go to Leviticus chapter 26. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, Lord, once again we come humbling ourselves before you with eyes closed in the name of Jesus and our heads bowed in the name of Jesus, as we come forth to acknowledge you as being a Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and that, Lord God, apart from you, we're nothing. We need you in everything and all things that we do. We recognize, Father God, that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega, that everything that is because of you. You speak it, it is. The air is yours. The light is yours. The water is yours. We thank you. We thank you for your grace, mercy, and your love. We thank you for your grace that was sufficient, that we understand, Lord, that in the midst of our situation that you can bring us through. Praying that, Lord, those hearing your word on today and the nursing homes and the hospitals, or Lord God, those in places where, Father God, their health is compromised. We pray for healing, deliverance, that, Father, we understand that you bring them through. Help them. Talk to them. Change their hearts in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you as we give you truly praise, honor, and glory now and forever. And as we continue to go forth, Father God, we press on when we almost let go. Thank you, God.
This song says, God's mercy kept me.
We'll be back.
So I wouldn't let go.
After this song.
Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Get a witness in here.
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see.
Mercy kept me.
Mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Come on, honey.
He left me till I wouldn't let go. He kept me until I wouldn't let go. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friend. Praise God. As we come forth Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, reading out of the King, New King James Version, praise God, of his holy word. The New King James Version of God's holy word. We come forth reading the word of God. Amen. And we thank you for joining us on today. If you still desire or need to sow a seed, a love token, then feel free to shawdavid1968@yahoo.com. And we use our proceeds to take care of those who are in need. Praise God, we take care of those that we help in the community. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today. And as we come forth, we're reading Leviticus chapter 26. Let us read.
You shall not seek idols for yourself, neither a carved image nor a sacred pillar shall you rear up for yourself, nor shall you set up an engraved stone in your land to bow down to it? For I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none will wake you and make you afraid. I will rid the lamb of evil beast, and the sword will not go through your land. You shall call your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you, for I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old of the new. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you shall not be their slaves. I have broken the bonds of your yoke and made you walk upright. You do not obey me, and do not observe all these commandments. And if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors your judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you. And after all this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze. And your strength shall be spent in vain. And your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. Then if you walk contrary to me and are not willing to obey me, I will bring on you 7 times
more plagues according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, destroy your livestock, and make you few in number. And your highways shall be desolate. And if by these things you are not reformed by me, but walk contrary to me, then I will walk contrary to you, and I will punish you yet seven times for your sins. And I will bring a sword against you, you that will execute the vengeance of the covenant. When you are gathered together within your cities, I will send pestilence against you. And you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. When I have cut off your supply of bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall bring back your bread by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And after this, if you do not obey me, but walk contrary to me, then I will also walk contrary to you in fury. And I will chastise you seven times for your sins. You shall eat the flesh of your sons, and you shall eat the flesh of your daughters. I will destroy your high places, cut down your incense altar, and cast your carcasses on the lifeless forms of your idols. And my soul shall abhor you. I will lay your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries to desolation. And I will smell the fragrance of your sweet aroma. I will bring the land to desolation, and your enemies will dwell in it shall be astonished at it. I will scatter you among the nations and draw out the swarm after you. Your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. When the land shall enjoy its Sabbaths as long as it lies desolate, you are in your enemy's land, then the land shall rest and enjoy its Sabbaths as long as it lies desolate. It shall rest. For the time it did not rest on your Sabbath when you dwelt in it. And as for those of you who are left, I will send faultlessness, faintness into their heart in the land of their enemies. The sound of the shaking leaf shall cause them to flee. They shall flee as though flee from a sword, and they shall fall when no one pursues. They shall stumble over one another as it were before a sword when no one pursues, and you shall have no power to stand before your enemy. You shall perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. All those of you who are left shall waste away in their iniquity, and your enemy's land, also in their father's iniquities, which are with them, they shall waste away. But if they confess their iniquity and their iniquity to their fathers with their unfaithfulness, in which they were unfaithful to me, and that they also have walked contrary to me, and that I also have walked contrary to them and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised hearts are humble and they accept their guilt, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob and my covenant with Isaac and my covenant with Abraham. I will remember. I will remember the land. The land also shall be left empty by them and will enjoy its Sabbaths while it lies desolate without them. They will accept their guilt because they despise my judgments and because their soul had heard my statutes. Yet, for all that, when they are in their land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, nor shall I have them to utterly destroy them and break my covenant with them. For I am the Lord God. But for their sake, I will remember the covenant of the ancestors when I brought out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, and I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between himself and the children of Israel on Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Leviticus chapter 27. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, when a man consecrates by the vows certain persons to the Lord, according to your valuations, if your valuation is of a male from 20 years old up to 60 years old, then your valuation shall be 50 shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. If it is a female, then your valuation shall be 30 shekels. And if for 5 years old up to 20 years old, then your valuation of your male shall be 20 shekels, and for the female, 10 shekels. And if from the month old up to 5 years, then your valuation for a male shall be 5 shekels of silver. And for a female, valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if for 60 years old and above, if it is a male, then your valuation shall be 15 shekels. And for a female, 10 shekels. But if he is too poor to buy your valuation, and he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall sit about you for him according to the ability of him who bowed. The priest shall value him.
It is an animal that men may bring as an offering to the Lord. All that anyone gives to the Lord shall be holy. He shall not substitute it or exchange it good for bad or bad for good. As if he at all exchanges animal for animal, then both it and the one exchanged for it shall be holy. If it is an unclean animal, which they do not offer as a sacrifice to the Lord, when he shall present the animal before the priest, and the priest shall set the value for it, whether it is good or bad. As you, the priest, value it, so it shall be. But if he wants at all to redeem it, then he must add one-fifth to your valuation. And when a man indicates his house to be holy to the Lord, then the priest shall set the value for it, whether it is good or bad. As the priest values it, so it shall stand. He who dedicates it wants to redeem it, his house, then he must add one-fifth of the money of your valuation to it, and it shall be this.
If
a man dedicates to the Lord part of the field of his possession, then your valuation shall be according to the seeds like a homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels if he dedicates his field from the year of Jubilee according to your valuation. It shall stand. But if he dedicates his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon to him the money due according to the years that remain till the year of Jubilee. And it shall be dedicated from your valuation. Deducted. And it he who dedicates the field ever wishes to redeem it, when he must add one-fifth of the money of your valuation, do it. And it shall belong to him. But if he does not want to redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed anymore. But the field, when it is released in the Jubilee, shall be holy to the Lord. As he, our devoted field, it shall be the possession of the priest. And if a man dedicates to the Lord a field which he does and has bought, which is not the field of his possession, then the priest shall reckon to him the worth of your valuation up to the year of Jubilee. And he shall give your valuation on that day as a holy offering to the Lord. And all your valuation shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gas to the chickens. But the firstborn of the animals, which should be the Lord's firstborn, no man shall dedicate, whether it is an ox or sheep, it is the Lord's. And if it is an unclean animal, then he shall redeem it according to your valuation, and shall add one fifth to it. But if it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your valuation. Nevertheless, no divided offering that a man may devote to the Lord of all that he has, both man and beast, or the field of his possession shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted offering is the most holy to the Lord. No person under the ban who may become doomed to destruction among men shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. If a man wants at all to redeem any of his tithes, he shall add one fifth to it. And concerning the tithe of the herd or the flock, or whatever passes under the rod, the tenth one shall be holy to the Lord. He shall not inquire whether it is good or bad, or shall he exchange it. And if he exchanges it at all, then both it and the one exchanged for it shall be, it shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel on Mount Sinai. Amen. That's going to conclude chapter 27 of the book of Leviticus. Amen. We're going to start up on the book of Numbers. Amen. On tomorrow. And it's going to be the 9th or the 10th. Amen. The 10th. Of June 2022. I'm behind. I apologize. This is 2022, June 10th. On tomorrow, we will read Numbers out of the New Testament, New King James Version. We thank you for joining us on this evening once again. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on this night for us continuing to be committed and loyal to doing what it is you call for us to do. We pray in Jesus' name that your word be within us, that we are not sin against you, that we can be and do all of what you call for us, and let us continue to stand strong in your word, stand strong in your commandments, to stand strong in your statutes, to stand strong in your ordinances, to continue to always put you first and in everything that we do. Because as you said, everything is yours. Everything is yours. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace, mercy, and your love. And as we continue to move forward, we pray in Jesus' name that we continue to praise you. Be blessed. I don't have that time tonight.
years, after going through, he looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, sing it like we used to a long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music come. Oh,
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on.
Amen. God bless each and every person that's listening in onto us today. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Be blessed.